When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We were not there during the night of conception, but I would not be surprised if that buddy goddamn happily, freely, and willingly shot that club the fuck up twice that night.
Oh my God.
What does willingly and happily mean? Like, people,
you ever had sex before?
We're talking about consent.
The fuck you mean? What are we talking about? What does happy and free and willing mean?
It's pretty good.
These women that DiCaprio was fucking with, yeah, they willingly, freely, blah, 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 all of that shit. Relationships are far more complicated than a single sweaty decision made in a bedroom. They're so much more than that. And having a fucking baby is going to dictate what this man's life looks like when he's 50. He hasn't been through this. This is his first kid. It ain't hers. I'm not saying he's not intelligent. I'm saying she knows more about what this scenario means than him. She's coming in with a goal that he maybe hasn't fully considered, and that
it's a red flag.
Welcome to Waving the Red Flag, the number one musical critique and compartmentalization podcast in the world. I think that we do a very good job of keeping spheres separate. On
this
podcast,
separate the art from the artist, you know.
100%. Like, we 100% have been doing a phenomenal job separating Eddie's on-air persona from his psychopathy. So we will continue to do that when we discuss this gospel
war crimes, all that good stuff. Don't worry about it.
100%. So today we got Edward Overgo as usual. We got Josh looking great, phenomenal jacket.
You know? Nah, likewise, Mark. That color looks amazing on you. That really
this is actually my favorite hoodie, and it has like a hole in the sleeve, and I'm very upset.
Nah, that shit look brand new, my brother. But anyway, burgundy. I digress.
It's a very rich, rich burgundy kind of
I really want a burgundy hoodie, but anyway,
It's like slightly more red than the Morehouse burgundy. I feel like it's nice. It's like velvet almost.
Whoa! You're trying to get us canceled? First of all, in Morehouse, it's maroon. My nigga.
My fault.
Look at it.
You see that shit?
You see that?
My fault.
The men of Morehouse and the Morehouse men are gonna fucking like take this shit down.
Are those separate groups?
Yeah. One's pre-graduation, one's post-graduation.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
It's like, you know what I'm saying, crossing the burning sands and being paper.
Gotcha.
Facts. But before we get too deep into it, our illustrious guests cannot go too much further without introducing the illustrious pastor. Christian A. Smith,
the holy man. Brr, 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 brr,
brr. Yo, somebody called me Rev today, who I didn't tell. I was like in ministry and it made me nervous as hell. I was like, how did you find that out? Because, you know, I don't introduce myself like that.
Yeah. So, no, it's like you walk like a cop. We can tell.
You're like, what's up, Rev? I was like, Rev.
What the fuck?
How did you know? Come on, man. Come on.
Wait a minute. What was their explanation on how they knew? Did they just say, like, you just like move in a so fashion?
I've seen him in a suit. Ask. He looked like a reverend. I ain't never seen you in a suit and not been like, yeah, that he preaches. That's look at the shoes. He preaches. Come on.
Nah, man. It, like, he's one of my neighbors. So I've seen him around the neighborhood for almost 4 years now. And today, for the first time, he called me Rev. And I'm like, how, Sway? So Pamela was like, he probably seen you in the social media feed and put it together like that. I don't introduce myself like that, because people come up with preconceived notions about me when they find that out. So I would rather them just get to know me and then down the line find out that's what I do. Then they become more curious rather than treat me with contempt.
Yeah.
So they start asking questions like, wait a minute now, you a reverend, but we've been sitting here cussing for the last hour. You a reverend, but we having something to drink. You a reverend, but you're not judging me. You know what I'm saying? So then they get curious. But if I just come out and introduce myself, People lock up. They lock up, and I'm like, look, you don't have to, you know, censor yourself around me. You don't have to do all of this stuff. And
I think that's the issue with labels. Because, like, when you identify as, like, this label or that label, people start responding to what they think that thing is. And all the other people they've heard associated with whatever that thing is. And so then you're having to fucking backpedal and reeducate on whatever it is you actually are. That's for any label. If you say you're politically, if you say, oh, you're a leftist or a communist or whatever, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. All the time. So like, even when it comes to political stuff, like, you're a liberal, you're a leftist. Like, look, I want everybody to be okay. Whatever you call that, that's what I am. I want everybody to be okay. What does that look like?
What's the label? Fence sitter? Can't get mad at you for that centrist.
Shit. I'm a centrist. I don't give a fuck. I'm a left trending centrist. So I get it.
I didn't know that was a word for that. So that's amazing. Yes, that is.
I think
exactly
you just made it up, which is good.
I love it.
People definitely look at like the spectrum of political figures and utilize that similar terminology. Like a left leaning centrist would be Obama post, 2008, for example.
See, because I always find it like a little bit just not useful to identify as anything, because then people like, it's like you say that. And then people are like, oh, so therefore you must believe this. And it's like, well, no, not necessarily, because the left-leaning part is this is these three issues. And the centrist part is these other three issues. So it's like the label almost doesn't serve a function.
Fair enough. I will say the only thing that that prevents me from being super leftist is that I'm actually pretty pro-military spending. But
And I think that's more useful than like left-leaning centrist being like, I'm a leftist who happens to be... like fall outside of what you think that means for this one area.
Fair enough. Actually, that's fair. But before we get too off the rails, we can have a whole separate episode on that shit. I want to circle back to the compartmentalization of not necessarily even just music, but also just media in general. The one point I wanted to call out is that there are 100% songs that may not necessarily make me want to rob or kill or anything, because like a lot of DMX's music is that, like, if you really listen to the lyrics, it's about mobbing up. Literally robbing people for sport almost, or survival, depending on when he released that track. So not that, but 100% like some Freddie Gibbs and Madlib type shit. 100% man, we want to hit the bird line, you know. Like, I'm like, oh shit, like I can move a key right now after listening to Thuggin'.
Like, how genuinely do we mean, though? How genuinely do we mean, though?
Fairly fucking genuine.
Like, almost like I actually am going to change jobs.
Getting the baking soda, got the stove ready and the microwave.
As soon as I find somebody with a fucking scorpion pack, like, I am on the corner.
Alvin breaking bad would be the craziest shit ever. Like, just going from, like, top-tier corporate success to being like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm taking over the streets. He would do very well.
He would be an excellent Heisenberg.
He would be a Gustavo Fring. Like, I always think of him as kind of like a Gustavo Fring. Mm. Like, him running, like, a major international chicken ring while also running a meth cartel seems on brand to me. And just being the calmest cucumber.
It wouldn't surprise me if he's doing that right now as we speak, and we just don't know.
Yeah,
he's throwing us off the trail with this.
Said too much, Christian. You've already said too much. And I think that, you know, not to completely derail this shit, but we do got to pay some bills.
You're trying to figure out the segue.
I know, right? The segue, that's a tough one.
So insert segue here. There's a card game.
Oh. There we go. That's what the fuck you're talking about. Fuck it.
You know. You know, speaking of suffering, if you guys want to be the exact opposite of suffering, if you guys want to have a rollicking good time and just like enjoying make sure yourselves. That you're, you know, 100%, you know, dedicated to the hedonism and in indulging in your pleasures.
Yes,
we do have a wonderful card game here, Joshua. I believe you want to pull that out, take us away here.
I absolutely do, my brother. because suffering is what you will not be doing while messing around with these 52 plus prompts with infinite possibilities for conversation with waving the red flags card game called It's a Red Flag. Yeah, thank you everybody who has already, you know, copped a pack, been playing, you know what I'm saying? Because definitely I hope you all have been spicing up your game nights, your date nights, all that good stuff. If you have not already made a purchase, you know, picked up your deck, you can do so by going to shop.wavingtheredflag.com and get your pack today. It's on pre-order, you know what I mean? So again, go to shop.wavingtheredflag.com. Submit your pre-order, and that bit will be out to you expeditiously.
And I personally have been playing just with myself because I don't ever want anybody to catch me slipping, right? You know, I got to have answers.
Big facts.
100%. You know, I'm in the fucking living room just looking at it, like having my answers planned out already, you know, just in case, you know. I'm not going to be at the dinner party embarrassed, you know.
That's what you'd do if you were real.
100%. So, Josh, you wanna pull one? Pull us a good one.
Pull us a medium sized one.
Ooh,
yeah, medium sized one.
A medium sized.
Perfectly one. Normal.
I know, right? Well, I mean, there's so many big ones in here. You know what I mean? Like we're just big card energy throughout this podcast and deck.
That's true, actually. Yeah. Wide.
Damn, I had a. Okay, is it a red flag if they make way more money than you?
It's a green flag. Damn. The fuck. The greenest possible flag.
See, I think there's like a philosophical difference in like what just we consider
to be. Just
fucking fuchsia. I feel like
chartreuse, like, sensational. Yeah. Cut it out.
Fuchsia is purple, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cut it out. I don't know colors, yeah, man. Yeah. I know Roy G. Biv, man. Whatever.
Okay, got you. Yeah. No, and chartreuse is like a yellow green. But
okay, that's actually what I was going for. Then keep that part though. Cut the other part. Keep that part. Wow. There we go. Yeah. Boom.
So I feel like there's this philosophical difference in like what, like we're using red flag to mean bad behavior, and that's one way of thinking of a red flag, versus like an indicator of a potential problem. And
You're 100% mansplaining red flag, like motherfucker. Like what you just described is what most people.
I feel like
I don't know.
Yeah,
I know, bro. They don't. No, they don't.
You're speaking to a very small subset of the population.
No, every time we've done this game. Yeah, go ahead,
Jeff. I am general niggas. You know what I'm saying? I speak for the people, and when I think of red flag, I do kind of, you know what I'm saying, go
bad
lean
behavior.
More so towards what Eddie was saying, but. Cause like when Eddie starts like no, what the question actually means is, I'm like, oh, okay, I can understand like a different perspective of that question, how I would answer it.
This nigga said,
and I'm not saying that my mental definition of red flag is correct. I'm just saying like if we're having the conversation, some people mean this when they say it. A lot of people mean this. I know Alvin, you don't have your head to the ground because you got, you know, big brain, but most people when they go, is this a red flag, they mean. A lot of times they're thinking, oh, this is by itself bad. And I'm going, oh, this could be a good behavior and it just indicates some shit or could maybe be a... So like when we talk about anime,
I think
being a red flag could just be like, yo, it's not even a bad behavior. It's just that some of the... Like, you know what's a red flag? Being a Rick and Morty fan. There's nothing wrong with liking that show. It's an indicator based on that fandom. You know what I'm saying?
I would say as the person who is the most tapped in to what is... the social media public square, which would be Twitter, that I fully understand like what that is,
and like all of you,
and like and like most
as a nigga, as a Twitter nigga, as a full Twitter
no, it is. Like
I am the authority on what everybody thinks in the real world.
that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is that Twitter is a very good snapshot with. The amount of Americans that are actively doing it, there are literal politicians that base their campaigns on it for that reason. So regardless of what you may think in this context of it, right, the people that actually do marketing research actually use Twitter as like a very like compelling tool for that reason, because it is a snapshot, because it's considered in the industry as the public square of how people like do stuff on social media. And when people have those conversations on Twitter and on social media, they 100% think of it as like, is this a potential like, you know, like bad signal, right? That's literally the definition of a red flag colloquially, right? So like, what you're saying is like you just like mansplain the definition of a red flag.
Because I have literally, like, we can talk about like beautiful stats. That's wonderful. I don't care about none of that because we've literally had conversations on this podcast every time we're talking about what a red flag is, where we're wavering between those two definitions.
I don't think we do.
Clarification.
I think most of the people have the conversation in the context that you're talking about, and you interpret it otherwise. Cause like I've never had a conversation about this card game where like I wasn't talking about it as if it was what you just described.
I've seen you do exactly even that.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like your interpretation is kind of skewed because like you're thinking like us having our stance means that this is what we're thinking when we're actually approaching it from the perspective that you're saying and you just disagree. Okay, well
let's talk about this one then. So
yeah, not a red flag.
I would say when it comes to something like this that it could be because. When somebody makes that much more money than you, one, I think they can come from such a different world than you that it could be difficult for them to like relate to what the fuck is going on with you. And two, there's a bunch of shit where the difference in like power dynamic is so big that even if they don't intend to, it can be an issue. Now, again, I'm going to mansplain again. I don't think necessarily it's going to be bad. Necessarily it's going to be an issue that they will abuse you or any of those things. But entering a relationship with someone who has massive difference in power and experience from you can be a problem in a relationship. And a lot of super rich motherfuckers ain't good people anyway, if we're being honest.
Actually, fair. I can see. I still think your initial premise for that mansplaining was complete bullshit, but I think your logic in this one is sound.
I think given the fact that we kind of came to the same thing means that my reasoning from the onset was reasonable, but fair enough, we can focus on this thing.
It doesn't.
I disagree. What y'all think?
Oh, Edward. I disagree.
Haven't tried bold of that arguments.
It's not a red flag, you know? And I think it's all subjective. I think it's relative to the individual. Like each individual has to determine if that's a red flag for them. And for me, it's not a red flag because I'm not intimidated by somebody's money. Like I'm excited. You make more money than me. Awesome. Right. Because that means you don't need me for money.
Oh, same.
So then there are other things that I bring into this relationship that in other ways that I support you that don't involve money. Great. Right. But I'm not going to, you know, sacrifice my integrity or like my dignity. I'm not going to sacrifice my human dignity because you make more money than me. If that's something that, you know, so if the money leads to a behavior from that person, then it could be problematic. But somebody making more money than me don't automatically mean they're going to be like that. So
no.
I would welcome it. Listen, I want to be a kept man. I don't want to be out here working.
That the truth.
Oh, yeah. Listen. Please pay for me. Pay all my
please, lay it up pay, in the pay all of them.
Make my life.
I will make sure you got food when you get home, whether I cook it or not. I make sure it's there.
What's that baby face
That's
song?
That's what I'm saying.
Soon as I get home from work. Well, I won't pay your rent because you got it. But everything else?
Massages, fucking bubble baths, food, whatever you need. Everything is handled when you come in. You don't have to worry about this. Home will be made is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I'll plan the vacation.
Homemaker. Everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything. Shoot. Pussy staying eaten.
Listen, I'm be tearing at it all up. Times.
From the back.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Honestly, if you're rich enough, I might eat ass, and I don't even do that. So.
Oh, you ain't even got to be rich. I'll do it.
Look, if she, it depends. What I'm talking about. Seven figures. Yeah, definitely. Seven figures, I probably would fold. Yeah.
I got them 100 air. Goddamn, I'm shit.
100 air?
Shoot,
this nigga is homeless.
Well, I tell you, shit at the ass, get the ass clean. I mean, every night,
goddamn. If she making $100 a year, that's disgusting.
Hundreds of dollars a year.
That's crazy.
I'm in a week.
Holy shit. Okay, a week. Okay,
a week.
Okay.
That's a week.
I gotta raise my standards up a little bit.
She can afford wet wipes, maybe not a full, you know, running shower, but
yeah, you know what I'm saying.
That's all you really need.
Long as my baby getting her whole bath in, you know, hey, look, come
man.
Here, baby.
Oh man, yeah. The Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. We can get something going.
I wanted to get my answer real quick.
Oh,
I, it, I wouldn't say like it's a red flag. However, like what could be like kind of like a red flag situation, and it personally for me is, what if I can't keep up with your lifestyle? Oh, like, you know, there's times when like, you know, you're doing all this rich, extravagant, fancy shit and you need a partner that can, you know, keep up with you and, you know, do this rich, extravagant, fancy shit with you instead of having to compensate, you know, not compensate, but, you know, pay for the other person.
Fund them every time.
Yeah, fund them every time. So that would make me feel a little bit insecure. I ain't gonna lie. Don't mean I wouldn't try it out. Because, hey, I said I'd do some shit. I wouldn't do some shit and ended up doing it, you know,
a couple times.
But yeah, that's like one thing that would make me a little bit wary, just being real with myself and where I'm at.
I think for me also, it depends on how big the gap. Because, I mean, y'all know how I've been moving. Like, I certainly have no issue with a woman who's paid and who is, you know, supporting me financially or, you know, whatever. I think it comes down to, like, what she expects in return. Like, when it comes to the whole financial, like, if she was, like, you know, making hundreds of thousands, you know, because she went to school and she's, like, a doctor now, and we're fucking with one another and she's, you know, paying for stuff and she's cool with that, that's cool. If she's, like, a billionaire heiress and she's fucking with me, that to me would probably be a red flag, because I'd be like,
because you're eating that ass.
He said the thing.
Yeah. What type of person is this? And what is she used to getting with her money? And she didn't really have to earn it. And how does she view poor people? And what does she think this relationship? I would just, again, and it's like Pamela said, just don't mean it. It does not mean bad behavior. It doesn't mean it's bad. It's just, this is a point to stop and have a conversation, like a red light. Let me just find out about her relationship past and shit like that.
I would let a billionaire objectify me, at least for a little while.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely not. Nah.
I would get the benefits. I'm just mad at that.
You know what? It depends.
I mean,
you down
with objectification.
Nah, but a billionaire heiress, you also got to think it's racial implications to this situation.
Who says she ain't black?
No, let's be real. Let's be fucking real.
Yeah. Fewer statistics say she's
not black. Yeah. Come on. Because she's an heiress.
Well, you just wait. What? Let me not say that.
This nigga said, you just wait. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Strike that from the record.
That's the Dre and Michelle logic. What the fuck? Wait for her to be born? What are you talking about?
This nigga just pulled some supervillain type shit. Like, he's been a fucking killmonger. Like, just wait until I redistribute all this fucking wealth. Like, what the fuck?
I know. Okay. I see.
Yeah. But, been one. With Edward Overgo with the clunkiest fucking segue in the history of segues.
That was clean, man. Fuck you. That was clean.
It was cleaner than mine. So you're definitely in first place for this.
The bar was low, but yeah.
Look, man, if the bar is on the floor, you can't trip over.
My shit at least made sense, dog.
Barely, motherfucker. Like, literally,
man,
just barely.
Get the fuck out of here. Just do the next.
The only way you win it is because mine made zero sense and it was just dead silence. But anyway,
mine was clean.
So anyway. Whatever. Let's talk about Drea.
I still gave you the alley-oop, but you still fucking it up.
The ball in the fucking hoop, nigga? The ball is in the hoop. There we go. We're on to the next one. Let's go. Drea, let's go. Houston Rockets, Jalen Green.
Okay. I don't know, man.
Who's got opinions? Because I got them if nobody else does.
I'm going to treat this like I would treat it if the roles were reversed, right? If it was a 39-year-old man and a 22-year-old woman. I would just judge them internally and keep moving. Cause like, I don't agree with it, but what am I going to do? That's a grown man with a grown woman. There's a big age difference. There's a big maturity difference, but everybody is making their own decision about being in this. And if the younger person wants to get out of it, they should seek help, and they're not about to come to me for help though. So like, I would care more if I was more connected to it, but ultimately, that's not for me to be concerned about. That's for him and his family and her family to be concerned about, because everybody is of age. So it don't matter what I think.
From my perspective, I think where the empathy kind of component comes in is being like, what do we accept as a culture? And it's like, cool, those not my people, but what happens when it is my people? Or what happens when it's the next person? I think we got to collectively draw lines in the sands and go, here's what is and is not socially acceptable. And then that's what defines people's behavior. Like, public shaming works when people know, yo, mm-hmm. you cannot move like this, it is not acceptable, regardless of whether or not it's legal, regardless of whether or not people decided to do what they want to do, it changes what people decide to do. And so the next person who decides, hey, maybe I should do X, Y, and I'm not even saying what I think on this topic yet. I'm just saying that's the value of speaking on something.
Yeah, I mean, on this one in particular, though, then my question then becomes, where do we draw the line on this particular topic?
Okay, because this particular topic,
where do we draw the line?
Okay, this particular topic, I think is only wrong because of the pregnancy. I think if you remove that, then there's a lot more room for this to just be like, cool, y'all are age gap. He's grown. He's made a decision. Cool. Maybe it's weird. Maybe it's weird, but it's a red flag, not a. I don't know the particulars of the relationship. The pregnancy shit, yeah. That to me, predatory.
Okay, all right, okay. I feel that. The shit that was...
You think she entrapped him?
I'm going to let Josh go, but yes.
Shoot, boy. Okay, there's a lot of meat on this bone, pause.
It's a lot of bone in this meat. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. First of all, at some point in dating, like, age kind of becomes relative at some point, right? And I get it. Like, she's 39, he's 22. Like Christian said, where do you draw the line? But at the same time, who are we to fuck with someone else's free will and make it to a point where someone, if you're in a genuine relationship or if you have a genuine connection with someone, you are no longer allowed to have that if you're both willing, consenting adults in this situation who are both responsible for your own actions and your own thoughts around this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not supporting it, because the shit that's fucked up to me about it that makes it super weird is that Jalen is this damn near the same age as her son.
Yeah.
Which that's the part that's like, that's, you know. And then you got a baby by him, or about to have a baby.
I think the power dynamic question is the question, right? Because I think too much of the conversation leans to legality. And I think the power dynamic stuff is a little bit messier than people think, because, you know, Dre is much older than him, but he's also much richer than she is. Like, this is a person who makes about $10 million a year. That's more than her entire net worth. And he's also a man that has certain implications in and of itself. But I do think that she holds more of the cards in regards to how they're interacting on an interpersonal level than he does. So I think the power dynamic is skewed in her favor, and I think she abused that.
Yes.
Just being frank. However, 100%. The thing that I think is weird in the context of these conversations is that people pick and choose when a 22-year-old is an adult and when a 22-year-old is not an adult. I think that's like the weirdest shit in the universe to me. I couldn't imagine somebody looking at 22-year-old Alvin and saying that, like, I wasn't a grown-ass fucking man, because, you know, there's this pseudoscientific, like, oh, well, your frontal lobe's not fully developed, which is pop science, right? That's not real shit. So I do think that that adds a level of kind of like eyebrow raising for me when you look at a 22-year-old grown ass man and say that he's not a grown ass man. But all that being said, I do think that the power dynamic is skewed towards Drea, despite any nuance in that situation. And I do think she abused the power dynamic to take advantage of, you know, a young,
be very curious,
burgeoning superstar.
To see what you say about, like, the DiCaprios and all these niggas running around with, like, you
know, I think DiCaprio does the same shit.
Of what?
He's hereditary with it.
Of utilizing a power dynamic to take advantage of younger women.
Okay. So for you, it's not about them not being grown. That 21 is grown and is no issue dating a 50-year-old dude. It's just the power dynamic issue. Okay. Fair enough, because I don't even want to make this about a gender reverse, because I feel like what if the gender is reversed is like the dumbest way of approaching some of these conversations. But I'm just going to say, I think that we have this cutoff conversation that I don't think is useful, and we combine it with this freedom of choice conversation and put them together to have a very, like, individualistic, low, in my view, low empathy approach to this. Well, what we do is we go, at some point, you are no longer a child. Therefore, you're grown in all the ways that grown can possibly mean and are no longer deserving of any protections or any additional considerations. And I don't think that that makes any sense, because 22 is not the same as 32, is not the same as 42, is not the same as 62. That doesn't mean that they're not all grown adults who are capable of thought and critical whatever, but it means that, like, you have different concepts of what your options are at 22 versus fucking 42. And that doesn't mean, I'm not saying that I'm not even saying that a person in their 20s and a person in their 40s can't have a healthy relationship. I'm not even saying that yet.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, when you just get out of college versus when you two divorces in, you'll have totally different, like, playbooks on what a relationship looks like. It's not even the fucking same, generally
speaking.
Just
how you go about getting one. Or like being
just how you go about
casual sex.
And I think it's a
different fucking thing. He's coming in with like, ooh, she might be a nice lady. She's coming in with a goal. Those are totally different mindsets. The other thing that I think gets combined in here, and this will be my last bit, is just we have this like, you're an adult, therefore you're free. And I think that's a very like American model of what freedom means. And for me, it's not about saying feeling not free to get fucked by this 39-year-old lady and have a child with her for the rest of his life. It's like, no, maybe we need some extra protection on what she's allowed to do. It's I don't know, framing it as like we're curbing the freedom of this young person is like, that's a very strange approach to the conversation to me.
Yeah, and I think my thing is also, you kind of need to play towards the median on this, right? So again, I think that a lot of people put themselves in that situation. So, or even not even necessarily putting themselves in a situation, like thinking about like the average 39-year-old. So like the average 39-year-old is fucking stupid. Like a 22-year-old Alvin could have manipulated the average 29-year-old, but like I also wasn't the average 22-year-old. So I think that a lot of people start thinking about like their own individual situations and they don't think about the fact that the average 22-year-old is stupider than the average 39-year-old, even though the average 39-year-old is stupid. And then you look at like differences in life experiences. Like you look at like the average NBA star now is a prep school kid that probably has like, you know, a mixtape that's been seen by like a million people. They've been spoon fed. They've been coddled. They go to fucking Sierra Canyon and all this fucking shit and all this, what you call it. So like they're living different lives than is conducive to being able to adequately engage a 39-year-old Drea from a power
with
dynamic
a
perspective.
Yeah. Like,
yeah,
come
with
on.
From a power dynamic
fire
perspective.
As fuck.
So I do think that in this particular case, like the issue is the power dynamic. But I do want to continue to say that like people just stop picking and choosing like what you think is grown and what you think is not grown, even though there are differences in experience and all that kind of stuff. You're right, Eddie. No, people are 100% doing that. Twitter's the public square. I've seen.
Or maybe I don't even think that's the thing that should be addressed.
I think that's the wrong thing.
It's like,
I think we're discussing the same thing, and I'm kind of like picking at the edges, right? I think that's picking
that
at the edges.
Like
I don't think
the, that
yeah.
feels like picking
which is,
at a,
which
like
is what
a
I'm
fringe,
doing, you know, which is what I'm okay, doing. Like enough. I'm acknowledging that's what I'm doing. Like I think we're aligned on the core.
Good for y'all. I love it here. I love it when y'all niggas come together, man.
Because 39 is, because now look, I've in my early 20s definitely was in situations just like this, but as Alvin said, wasn't the average young person, and people and women in their 30s is just as dumb as everybody else. So 100% a 22-year-old who is about they think can 100% ruin the life of a 39-year-old woman. But on average, that is not fucking true. On average, that is not fucking true. And a woman who comes in and says like, hey, I want to have a baby by this person, and this nigga's not fucking thinking about what that means for the entirety of the rest of his life, what that means about his income, what that means his emotional. She does, though. She's already got a fucking kid. She's already got relationships under her belt. She knows that shit and should fucking know better. So it's very weird behavior to try
and she, and she knows what it means to get in on the ground. On the ground floor, right? Like a 22-year-old with a $40 million contract who's playing well, who's probably going to get a $120 million contract. Like, right. She knows what this means.
And
like,
this motherfucker's thinking, oh, she's my girlfriend. Sick. Like, no, bro. She's taking advantage of you. Come on.
I doubt he's that gullible or stupid.
People,
you know what I mean?
Fucking,
like, you know what I'm saying?
Yo,
I mean, oh, she's my girlfriend.
Are
like,
dumb.
Bro, like, yeah, trust me. Like, nigga, I'd be trying to reel back from saying that shit. But anyway. But
exactly. Because I'm dumb
but
like that.
But I also will give people, like, although people are dumb, including ourselves, myself, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I also have to give people like a little bit more credit or leeway. And especially like him as a dude as being successful, like he's still has been, I'm pretty sure he's been having conversations around, hey, watch out for these bad bitches or like just women mm-hmm. who are gonna come after you. Like I'm pretty sure he's had that conversation many times. So there's a part
that
of him like
he
but at the same time, like bro, like come on, like he's tall, attractive, athlete, whatever. Like he ain't no stranger to being around girls and knowing how the game work.
Like, and she ain't no stranger to being around, like, because I agree.
That's not the point that I'm making, though, because I'm...
Okay, okay.
Yeah, because I'm just saying, like, he's not as stupid as you making him out. Like, he has no idea what's going on in this situation.
I'm not saying he's a moron. I'm saying he's not necessarily as equipped as she is. He's stupid relative to her. Of course he moved, like, he's in that world. He's had women who want him. He's got people in his ear. She is literally, as far as I can tell, an expert in that field. It's a mongoose versus a goddamn python or whatever the fuck that snake is, a cobra. Like, sure, he's in that world. She is an expert, a seasoned veteran in that world. Hey, so what are we talking about?
It's hard to turn it down. I'm pretty sure. We were not there during the night of conception, but I would not be surprised if that buddy goddamn happily, freely, and willingly shot that club the fuck up twice that night.
Oh my God.
What does willingly and happily mean? Like, people.
You ever had sex before?
We're talking about consent.
The fuck you mean? What are we talking about? What does happy and free and willing mean?
It's pretty good.
Hold on, that was too good. You fucked up my whole flow. Like, what I'm saying is that a person consenting in it, because this is what all of these conversations around age gaps and all that kind of stuff is. Like, these women that DiCaprio was fucking with, yeah, they willingly, freely, blah blah blah, all of that shit. Relationships are far more complicated than a single sweaty decision made in a bedroom. They're so much more than that. And having a fucking baby is going to dictate what this man's life looks like when he's 50. He hasn't been through this. This is his first kid. It ain't hers. So all I'm saying is, I'm not saying he's not intelligent. I'm saying she knows more about what this scenario means than him. She's coming in with a goal that he maybe hasn't fully considered, and that should be taken into account. Like, come on.
Yeah, and I get that. It was just the way that you were speaking on it made it sound like, oh, this guy has no idea. He's such a victim. Like, da, 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 like he has no agency.
He could be. We don't know. You know? Like, maybe he's really thought about this and been like, no, I'm totally okay with having a baby. But most people don't even think about having a baby. They just have a fucking baby.
Bro,
most men especially don't think about the shit.
And that's the thing, bro, because let me not even say that, because black men been doing a hell of a job with raising their kids. So, you know.
Relative to the field, 100%.
Relative sure. to the field. But
relative to the field, we're leading the pack with a very low expectation. But continue, Josh.
So, especially a black man in his position who knows he's going to be set for at least the next 15 years, if he doesn't get injured. Having a baby when you have that sort of financial resources for a lot of these young guys ain't really that big of a deal, because they think, oh, yeah, I want to be a dad. I want to be a great dad. But like you said, they don't take into a full account of what exactly this might mean, especially when you have to take into the full consideration of the person that you're having a baby with, and you're going to have to be with. Engaged with this motherfucker as a co-parent, and you probably ain't even ready to be no damn father your damn self. So I get that.
That's all I'm saying. It's an emotional investment.
So Christian, I want to give you the last word on this before we wrap. You got anything to add?
Sorry, we just goddamn my fault, Christian.
Yeah, I know, right?
Not at all. I think everybody's feelings are valid. At the end of it, I think everybody's feelings and opinions are valid, and I think. That it's hard to apply them to this situation because we just don't know. We don't know the details. We don't know how mature he is. We don't know her level of maturity because we don't know them as people. And again, like if he was my son and he brought her home, I would have an issue with it. I'd be like, bro, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man. Yeah.
But that's tied. That would be tied to my relationship with him. Right. So like, because it's so far away from me, I'm not that invested in it to where, like, I want to speak out and be like, oh, she's wrong. I don't know what they got going on. Like, I agree with the power dynamics. I agree with all that stuff. I still don't know what's going on.
So what would your son have to say, or this old lady that he brought home have to say to you for you to be like, you know what, fair enough, cool?
For me, it would be a conversation with my son. Just like, tell me about your relationship with her. Like, what are your expectations? What are her expectations? What are you in this for? You know, like, I want to learn more about what he hopes to get out of it, what his expectations are, because ultimately it's his decision. And then I would tell him, you know, be careful about stuff like this, as we have the conversation. And I would say, you know, that's a huge gap in lived experience. And that big of a gap can cause a whole lot of issues because you got different perspectives on life. Like, but at the end of the day, even if it's my son, especially if it's my son who probably makes way more money than me and probably is taking care of me financially too, to a certain extent, it's like, I mean, you're going to do what you're going to do.
What I'm going to tell you, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to do what you're going to do. So I can give you my opinion, just like right now. I can give you my opinion on it, but what weight is that going to carry on this matter? Nothing. Because Dre is still pregnant. She's still going to have that baby. They still going to co-parent, whether they together or not. Because she already made it clear. She not concerned with being romantically tied to him for the long term.
Yep.
She wanted to have a baby.
A baby.
She wanted another one. Problem.
Man.
Yeah. Oh my God. I got
one. But I don't think that, so I actually agree with Dre on that. Like, I don't think you have to be romantically tied to somebody to co-parent with them. Like, you don't have to be committed to being with this person forever before you decide to have a baby with them.
But they got to understand the implications of that, which at 22 is very unlikely you do. Yeah. It's very unlikely that you do. It's possible, very unlikely that you do.
Yeah. All right, I'm keeping us on track here. Josh, you want last word? I feel like this is burning in your chest.
It is.
Let's go. Robitussin.
What was really the red herring of, like, okay, this is kind of nasty. This is,
nigga, you missed a golden opportunity to just say red flag.
I know, right?
I don't even think that's a red herring. Like, that's not even the right word.
I was thinking, in my head, I was thinking like red flag and canary in the coal mine. So like bird, red canary, red herring.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Ain't that a fish though?
Okay. No, canary in the coal mine is like a warning of danger. Whatever, but. When the pregnancy rollout was disgusting.
Oh.
The pregnancy fucking rollout and the commodification of one's own body and life was just really nasty here. And that was, I'm like, ugh. You know what I'm saying? Like that really just kind of made me feel like, yeah, this, your mind is somewhere else where I can understand why you're getting a lot of backlash. But that's all I had.
I don't know about that one, man. We might have to revisit that one on the next live. Always be plugging. If you want live content, make sure you sign up for the Patreon. But if you are in a relationship with a billionaire heir or heiress, and they're asking you to do things that you may not be comfortable with, you may be seeing a red flag. However, if you are the old head in the club, approaching 40 and still trying to holler at 22-year-olds, you may be waving a red flag. This has been Waving the Red Flag Podcast. It has been Edward Overgoal, a.k.a. Edward Button, a.k.a. Extreme Sports Eddie. Josh, it has been Pastor Christian A. Smith making a phenomenal guest appearance as usual. Make sure that if you want that bonus content, like I just mentioned, always be plugging, that you subscribe to the Patreon, subscribe to us on YouTube, Spotify, basically everywhere that the podcast is open. Make sure that you're looking at the appropriate mechanisms to subscribe to get all of that bonus content, and making sure that you're getting all notifications as soon as we drop. Participating in the live episode is a good time. We do a lot of fun stuff. Make sure, again, that you are checking us out whenever we drop. Christian, where can we find you?
The Christian A. Smith is spelled right there on the screen. It's Christian with a K. You can catch me on TikTok for as long as we have access to it, and Instagram. And you can catch me on Holy Smokes Cigars and Spirituality Podcast. Just go to holysmokesmovement.com and you can connect there. So, yeah. Always a pleasure, gentlemen. Always a pleasure.
That's privilege and an honor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always, it's always, always spiritual. Always holy. Always divine. Thank you, as always. For real.
Yeah. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. The love is genuine, and it's I feel it. I feel it's mutual every time, you know. Like I said, this is like my elevated barbershop talk.
Yeah.
We definitely took that when you said it. We definitely took that.
Oh yeah, 100%. We changed the YouTube banner and everything, nigga.
your mark is on the channel.
Yeah, right.
We said, "Oh, wait a second. That's because we was looking for a phrase."
Yeah.
We just had all kind of goofy shit.
It's legit. It's legit. I love it.
We said an academic barbecue. What are we? What are we? You know.
Yeah, right. What do we do? Damn it.
What do we do over here?
Academic barbecue. Does not sound like a place I want to go. I'll tell you that much.
No. No.
The brisket is bad. Terrible. You know, the mac and cheese ain't cheesy enough.
The shit,
you know,
tastes like water.
Yeah. A ratchet symposium. I don't know, which we don't know what it's a mixture of something. We can't quite.
As soon as you walk in, shake that ass, bitch. Let that coochie breathe. That's not even a real song.
Yeah.
It's a red flag.